these people really are on the poverty line. It is, I reckon, a pretty tough existence. If you look at some of the other industries, and we touched on the dairy industry in Tasmania, they do have a dairy industry in Sri Lanka, though they are a major importer rather than exporter of dairy products, and they import a lot of milk powder. And when you look at the dairy industry in Sri Lanka, I'm going to ask of A, B, C, and D whether you think they are actually photos taken in Sri Lanka or not. Do you think photo A is taken in Sri Lanka? It's either Sri Lanka or Australia, okay? Photo A, Sri Lanka or not? Hands up for Sri Lanka. Yep. Photo B, Sri Lanka or not? Yep. Photo C, Sri Lanka or Australia? Photo D, Sri Lanka or Australia? Sorry? Up for Sri Lanka. Sorry, Rich, that's a really good point. No one put their hand up for either. Well, I can assure you, all those photos were taken in Sri Lanka. And this represents, so the top is what is most common. But in the higher, in the uplands, in so the elevated areas, where you've got cool areas, you've got these systems where they're trying to replicate what you would see in New Zealand and Australia, and some major investments in it. And that's what it looks like. Very similar to what we would have here. And so this creates some of the questions around public-private partnership in food production. So they're trying to solve in the dairy space through the government investing in the dairy industry and also attracting private investment in it as well to get some efficiencies in it. Having been there, though, there are still lots of inefficiencies in the way they've implemented it. That's a whole nother story. So if you come back then comparing Tasmania to Sri Lanka and the different farming systems, and you've got these smallholders systems versus this modern mechanised farming approach. And I guess when you stop and think about it and you go, is one right and one wrong? Or are both okay? And what are your thoughts on that? And we'll come to some more questions in a moment. I'd actually suggest mine is that I think both are okay and there's a space for both and there's a need for both. But you got some more questions here, Rich, and you got to drive this?
Yeah.
How do you want to do this?
You could add that as a third question. Did you want to change the slide there? Go back to that slide and modify it, put a third one up.
Yep.
So thank you, Alistair, for that comparison and sort of getting down to the details of two systems. So because I covered things at a more general and global level. So I think it's been good. So yeah, this is our last exercise and your chance to participate. I do remind you to wear your tag, like, because we don't know you all yet, and you know you will get, we'll write down every time we hear you make a comment or you actively engage. So please wear those. So what have we asked? So I want you to do groups again, same groups. I've asked, you know, how was control of the food system changed? If you think about it from Alice's examples locally, there was a few examples in there nationally, globally over time. What's happened with these time frames and these comparisons we've given you, do you think? I'm interested to hear what you have to say. I don't necessarily have any preconceived ideas on that. Two, do you think what do you think food production will be, or do you think it'll be able to feed everybody into the future? You know, sustainably, it's not sustainably, then it won't do it into the future. Say in 2050, 2100, why and why not, if you don't think so? And Al's question there, is there a role globally, so this idea we've touched on a couple of times today, is there a role for a mixed model, I guess, you know, for small farms and modern mechanised, specialised farms. So there's three questions, and we'll just get one bit of feedback from each group. So given time's getting on, maybe we'll spend 5 minutes in your groups discussing that, and then just get one feedback from each of you. Is that all right? Okay, off you go. Okay, welcome back. So I can see you having good discussion. That's awesome. Please continue that outside the class and into tutorials. That's awesome. So there's a few questions there to pick and choose from. Maybe we'll go around backwards to give these guys a chance to go first and have their first pick and share how brilliant they are. Out of those three questions, which one did you choose to answer and what would you like to share with us?
We talked about the second question. We do think we will be able to sustain the world's population, but we need to work on access for people and more sustainable farming practices so that the land is able to produce the food we need.
Alistair and I were just discussing that some of the changes that he showed in Tassie, and just on that sustainability issue, I think I noticed a trend towards more, you know, berries and vines and tree crops actually, and grass, away from row crops. You know, I know Al's shown how important row crops are and cultivation, but it does seem there's a bit of a trend towards protecting the soil and making sure we've got perennial crops, which is interesting. So thanks for that. How about back here, you guys?
So for our group, we talked about question two, and we thought that, well, short term, we reckon that the food production would be sustainable.